There's already a national plan encouraging banks to renegotiate foreclosures, but the mayor says fewer than 1 in 5 loans ends up being modified.
These laws are Byzantine, and the opportunity to save their home is not there, but it's held like a dangling carrot for far too many.
The mortgage crisis is still hitting this state hard. 40% of the nation's foreclosures happen in California, more than in any other state. 1 out of every 144 homes across the state is currently in the foreclosure process. Assembly Speaker Karen Bass, one of the bill's authors, says that's a reason to do something about it.
Since California continues to rank as a state with one of the highest foreclosure rates, we believe that we should be leading the way with legislation and provide a model that other states can follow.
Villaraigosa says Los Angeles may be even worse off.
We're ground zero. Just like we're ground zero for the unemployment rate, we're ground zero for the foreclosure crisis.
Supporters of the bill say that states with similar laws have seen big results, with families entering mediation keeping their homes more than half the time. Assemblymember Pedro Nava, a co-author of the bill, painted a stark picture of the difference that can mean.
This is not an abstract issue, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to imagine just for a moment that you're confronted this afternoon with having to go back to your home, taking photographs off the mantle, taking pictures of family members, wrapping them in bubble wrap, putting them in boxes, loading them in the back of a station wagon to try to find a place to start all over again. We don't have to have that experience in California.
He criticized lenders for failing to attend the hearings on the bill.
Foreclosures in California and across this country are a cancer. The people with the cure are the banks. And so far, they're missing in action.
But Bass invited them to participate in future discussions.
I am hopeful that today's hearing will be a call for them to step up, to come to the table, to work with the legislature, to work with the mayor.
She says she hopes to see the bill go into effect by the end of the year. Arielle Edwards-Levy, Annenberg Radio News.